This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Can I ask you a question? Why are you playing that?
He's actually terrible.
What have I been trying to tell you?
He's actually terrible.
You keep falling into his trap. I keep telling you, take that off, please. Jesus Christ, we're trying to raise the IQ and the integrity of the show, and then you go into that.
Linnell, would you like to know what Doc is talking about?
No, I'm all right.
Oh, well, he was just talking about the worst intro instrumental song ever.
What, did you play my song? I mean, well, there's no song that's more like synonymous with a person than this one. This is like when Stone Cold glass break, you see Steve Austin, this is my music.
And when you play the
music, it's all a part of my brain.
Look, when we play the music and you're not here.
Yeah, I don't like that. And you have a tendency
of
doing
that.
What do you mean? No,
we start on time.
We start on time here.
Yeah, we don't wait on the
host. At 6 o'clock.
Yeah, we hit it.
Okay.
We got people. See, this audience is a more sophisticated audience.
They're okay.
that you attract. So we've got people in here
that have been waiting. Harvard students, PhDs,
they're wage earners. They're people that are in charge of supervisor roles. They are leaders.
Yeah,
you know,
tremendous.
Yeah, high IQ.
But no, the intro is great. You know, I get kids that DM me. Some baseball players in Virginia, high school baseball players, like, what's the song, man? I want to make it my walk-up music. Youngest in charge of movement in and of itself.
Is this wishful thinking?
This wishful thinking? No. I don't understand why you guys do this to me.
I don't understand. Young,
I think you do it
Toby?
To yourself.
Toby Altizer?
Toby Altizer.
How can a man that's older than a guy that's younger be the youngest in charge? I don't understand.
See, what I think you all miss about the moniker is the in charge part.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's... Okay. I step around these parts. You know what I'm saying?
I can accept that.
Oh, you step around. All right, well, we're about to be stepping in a different direction. You want to know why? Because today is Friday, and we have Doc Walker, we have Linnell in studio, and it's time to make some picks. Doc.
Yeah, I'm amazed at this, that the fact that we have him willing to do this is a...
No, the fact that you guys left me out of it. Because I'm the reigning champion.
Well, from last year,
and you didn't even include me.
And he's winning already so far, Linnell.
But no, everybody knows that. The problem is that.
Well, I heard what you did earlier today. By the way,
what you mean what I did?
Did the people know? Did the listening audience know what you did today?
I know what you mean. What I did.
You would have picked the Giants last night.
I did pick the Giants.
Why is he laughing so hard?
No, because he doesn't
make it like
this is crazy. That's ridiculous.
Him and Chris Russell already been through this.
I know you're like a unicorn like character.
No, I'm not a character. I'm reality. Yeah, this is in real time. Yeah, I'm not. This is not an act. This is facts.
Oh man. Okay, so Doc's up 1-0 there. That's ridiculous.
I mean, what is it?
He took
last.
You need a handicap or something? That's crazy.
What was last year's final score between Rooster, DOC, and Youngest in Charge?
Well, it got to a point where you guys started cheating. Terms of when it was time to turn in picks. I was trying to say my picks were late.
Cheated.
They tried to say my picks were late at times.
Well, you are late most of the time.
No. Okay. I'm fashionably on time.
I think Chris Russell can atone to that. I think anybody that knows you knows that.
We got a good slate, though. So I'm curious to see what you think. A couple games already got circled. Last night, though, I could have called it. Thursday Night Football sucks. The product's not good. And you got dudes that are injured. You don't have the turnaround time to get your body ready to go. That's why the Giants were, the Eagles were down a couple of key starters. They look bad, though. They look real bad.
So you're making an excuse?
No, I'm just saying they look bad.
Well, who did you pick?
I picked the Eagles.
Okay, good. So
I picked the Eagles.
So that's why he's making this thing up now. Yeah. Now the league should change it. It's not fair.
It's not that it's not fair. It's just not.
No, the defending world champions lost, and now it's not fair. Okay.
I mean, it looks bad. But this is what I will say.
It looked terrible.
Doc is up 1. We're down 0-1.
I can't believe we're just conceding him picking the Giants.
It's okay.
I can't believe.
One pick will not make or break me, Linnell. That's all I'm saying,
bro. Well, no, it won't, because you probably won't win anyway. I can't believe you let me walk you down the way I did the last couple weeks.
All right, here we go, man. First game, or I guess second game, Denver at New York. And this is the 9:30 game. This one's taking place in London, England. Who y'all taking?
Denver
versus New York.
New York. Jets.
I'm going to go with the Jets. I don't think they go to 0-6. I think Aaron Glenn, you can't fake desperation in this league. I don't see him falling to 0-6. They got the type of defense that can give Bo Nix problems if they play up to their potential.
You think so?
But the Jets defense just hasn't played up to their potential through the first 5 weeks.
Did you see what Dak did to him last week?
Yeah, but Bo Nix is no Dakota Rain. We know that. I'm going to go with the Jets.
I'm proud of you, Linnell. Proud of you. Doc?
Broncos.
Easy, right?
No. It's not easy because this guy has pride. He's just going up against a gangster. And I always take the gangster on the road, quarterback and head coach, and they self-inflicted wounds. The Jets can't stop beating the Jets.
It's been like that for 20 years, 25 years, hasn't it?
So.
I don't think they fall to 0-6, though. I think there's a desperation that's probably setting in over there.
They were desperate 0-4, 0-3. Yeah, and what set in?
I'm going with the Broncos. Yeah. I'm going with the Broncos.
Well, here smart. We go. My first defense.
Yeah.
You're smart.
Yeah, I'm going with the Broncos.
Okay.
I didn't raise no fool.
Next, Arizona heads to Indianapolis, and they'll be playing the Colts. Who y'all taking?
Colts, easy one. Cardinals are bad. Kyler may not even play.
That's the thing. That's what I'm looking at. Kyler may not even play.
Which means it could get better, but I feel because all Tyler does is tease you.
Yeah.
And he's a big tease. And but Indianapolis right now, they got a pitchfork. And it's about they're just better coached. They got better people.
Yeah, that offense is nasty. The defense.
And they're running again.
Top five defense.
They're running the ball again.
Yeah, Jonathan Taylor's back. That's what I love. When JT gets it rolling, yeah.
Although Arizona, they're not punks. It's just not a good deal.
Yeah. Next, Chargers, Miami, Dolphins.
Chargers are reeling right now. Lost two in a row.
Yep.
I'm going to go with the Dolphins because the offensive line situation is still as bad for the Chargers. And Miami's got three freaks up front with Bradley Chubb and Phillips and Chop Robinson. They're going to be able to get after Justin Herbert. I'm going with Miami.
Yeah, I know. I feel like that. I don't trust Miami.
I don't either, but I don't trust L.A. either. I mean,
but I think Harbaugh, I trust Harbaugh. And getting his behind whipped last week, I don't know, are they getting any back? They had one guy in the offensive line who was coming back. I haven't even glanced.
I think Becton's coming back.
Joe Alt got ruled out earlier today.
Okay, so he's out. But so Becton, they get one back.
Yep.
So then the backup is able to go on that. Harbaugh, I'm going chart. I don't trust Miami. Miami, they came out in the black uniforms. They beat a team that's not good. They should lose this just on fundamentals alone. And it don't matter.
I can't believe I'm only picking them because I think they'll get after Herbert.
I'm going with the Chargers. I feel as though
Tua makes an excuse for everything.
Yeah. I'm just saying. No, I have logic behind my picks.
You know he's not going to win. It's when he starts making an excuse for it.
He likes to be a contrarian.
Now it's a contrarian because I'm taking the two underdogs.
Doc, when we zig, he wants to zag.
No question. He's going to be so sad next week.
I chose the Colts.
You did, finally. I mean, that was something smart that you did. Next up, Saints, Patriots.
Patriots.
Oh, God. Yeah. Unanimous.
Yeah, Patriots.
Oh, so they get a 1-2-3 Patriots?
They're blue blood.
I got you.
That's like, that's heavy. They're seals.
And it looks good. They beat Buffalo. They woke up. They should have woke up America last week. They're legit.
I think they're a team definitely to watch out for.
Who are you talking about? New England. Beating Buffalo last week.
Because they've been operated by a thug.
Yeah. Mike Vrabel,
Vrabel ain't no joke.
Yeah, he's not playing
around. Yeah, he don't give a damn about motivating you. See, he's old school. You get your check. I ain't got to write no damn saying on a wall or paint no.
We paid you.
Yeah, that's your check.
Yeah.
That's your motivation.
That's your motivation. We paid you.
If you're not motivated by money, I don't want you on my team.
Well, I feel the same way.
I'm going to pay you. I'm going
to
pay.
Hey.
Yeah.
We got to.
Next up, we got the Browns. They head to Pittsburgh. So Dylan Gabriel will be under siege when he takes on the Steelers. Who y'all got?
Man, this was hard because I don't know. So yeah, so do I. Because that D-line is ferocious.
They got one of the best defensive units in the world.
And they could – Rodgers, quickest time to throw in the NFL out of all the quarterbacks. So they're not letting them hold on to it. I don't know. It's just Gabriel versus Tomlin. That's how I look at it. Quarterback versus head coach. I just don't see
– I just can't
– If Tomlin loses – if they lose to them.
Man, I need this to have so bad. So Big Tony will be – he will be – humiliated.
I wonder if Big Tony's inside for the winter. It's getting cold outside.
No, he'll be out there in that booth. He'll build that little hut he stays in.
Yeah.
Who y'all going with? I'm going Steelers. I think they're going to harass the easy pick. Gabriel.
That's the easy pick.
Gosh.
I want to be right
and I
want to
win. That's what I'm thinking.
How's Pittsburgh going to score?
They can't run the ball.
Cleveland's vicious.
They're not going to be able to run the ball, but how does Cleveland score?
But Cleveland also just traded away Greg Newsom.
You know what? Give me the Browns. Pittsburgh's run defense has been bad all year long, and Judkins is running the hell out of the ball right now.
Yeah, I know.
Give me the Browns in an upset.
I'm going Cleveland, too.
It makes sense.
That way he can't. See, I got to make sure he doesn't win.
Hey, look, I like the way you guys think, because when you guys zig, I zag. It's okay.
Okay, that's
so okay. You're taking the Steelers then, right?
I'm going with the Steelers.
That's
good.
Crazy.
Good. I'm going Cleveland.
That's still curtain.
And Big Tony. I hope you hear this, right? And I don't want to hear no excuses, Shoddy.
Man, oh, man.
Next game, we got Carolina Panthers versus the Dallas Cowboys.
Dallas going to beat the hell out of them.
You think so?
Yeah.
Where's the game at?
It's in Carolina.
But what does that matter? Nobody shows up to that damn games anyway.
No, Dallas travels. Everywhere they're at.
No, Dallas travels. Yeah, I'm saying Carolina, I mean, they got to pay people to come watch them.
Yeah, but they'll come for Dallas.
No, I mean...
Man, there's Dallas people.
Everyone gets up for Dallas. I get it, but
I just don't know. Can they physically? Cowboys defense is mediocre.
What network is this game on? I would love to.
It's on Fox.
Mark Sanchez probably would have been calling this game. You know, he was on the lowest tier of the broadcast.
Yeah.
He was the DT. He may have called this one if he wasn't locked up.
Let me tell you something. If they paying you to do that to watch a football game, there ain't no.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, he's that's what they call it.
Yeah, but that's what they call it. Anything you want to, as long as that check.
Well, as long as the check clear. Yeah, I could be on the E team, work, the C the team.
Yeah, trust me, it's worth it.
Nah, for real. Next game,
this
we got
a great one, man. Hold tight. Who you pick?
Oh, I want the Cowboys.
Yeah,
I'm taking the Cowboys.
I'm taking the Cowboys.
Yeah.
I like Bryce Young, but
I do too. I'm not afraid to pick
Carolina. Dak is playing at an MVP level. Like, the offense looks great.
Yeah,
they won't be able to stop him. That's what I think.
Yeah,
Carolina can't stop him.
Next up, we got the Seahawks traveling to Jacksonville to take on the Jaguars.
It's the game of the weekend.
Who y'all got?
This is the game of the weekend. I think Liam Cohen.
Game of the week. Then 1 o'clock window.
I'm saying it's the game of the week, like the best matchup.
Oh, this is the game you're going to be locked in on.
Either this or Lions and Chiefs. But
what's
I'm taking Jacksonville.
Seahawks, Jags.
Seahawks and Jags.
At, who's going to Seattle? Is Carolina
the Seahawks
going to
are going to Jags.
Seahawks are
going
to Jags.
Okay, all right. Big difference.
Well, the Jags put the NFL on notice last Monday. I think they're for real.
I think they're for fake. I'm going with the Seahawks.
Where's the game at? That's
It's in Jacksonville.
Yeah, give me Jacksonville. Are you kidding?
I'm dead serious.
Yeah, this would be an easy week for me. Y'all making bad picks.
Keep on talking about easy week. No, we'll see, brother, man.
Seriously.
You lost yesterday.
I lost yesterday. There should be a winner declared from yesterday, but we playing there house. Was. We playing house rules.
There was.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what they call this? They call this playing house rules.
Yeah, well.
Doc, who you got?
Man, I'm with you on that. I really think Seattle is the better team.
They look good, man.
Yeah, I'm going with Seattle.
They look. I don't trust Trevor Lawrence. Never have, and I don't think I will.
No, they're nice, but you don't get to fumble, get up twice, roll around, and score.
You're saying the horseshoe will drop. I think they're legit.
Okay. Yeah.
No, the defense. They're nice. They're the defense. Nice.
Next game, I think.
Hey, well, man, how many games are we doing?
What you mean?
We're picking every game.
Every game. I mean, y'all bored.
Hold
man.
On. Y'all used to do six games?
No, we were picking every game.
Okay. Oh, I was ahead. About to say. Next game, we got the Rams traveling to Baltimore to take on the Ravens. No Lamar.
Well, that's
he has not practiced yet.
Look, McVay.
I think we should go 1-2-3.
McVay.
1-2-3 Rams.
Yeah, Rams.
All right, bet. After that.
Yeah.
This is a stinker. This is the 405 window. You have the Tennessee Titans heading to the Las Vegas Raiders at 405.
Well, the battle for the number one pick.
This is scary.
I mean, the Raiders are terrible. I can't pick them. I'll never pick them ever again.
They're worse than Tennessee?
Yes. I think Tennessee's defense will be able to do something.
Yeah,
with
Tennessee
them.
Is.
Geno looks out of whack right now.
Yeah. Well, like I said, right now, I probably already won this as long as I don't give it away. So, you going Tennessee?
I'm going Tennessee.
I'm going Tennessee, yeah.
Oh, so Doc's over here playing chess, not checkers.
It's a strategy he's got. He's trying to cover himself.
Well, because I can win. I'm trying. The object is to win, right?
He thinks he's up.
I'm already up.
You're up.
I'm
going to
be up every week. So, okay.
Hey, look, I can't wait to see how this plays out. Next up, we got Green Bay taking on Cincinnati Bengals.
Where?
Oh, it's in Green Bay. And Green Bay is also coming off the bye.
They're going to beat the hell out of Cincinnati. Joe Flacco's getting his first start? Oh, no, this is Flacco's first start. He is getting a start. They'll get mollywopped. Game won't be close.
Him throwing the two of the great big-time receivers, but the Green Bay can't afford to lose another game. They can't afford to give away another
game. The last time we saw them, it was an embarrassing outing. I can't believe that Sunday night game a couple of weeks ago. They've lost all respect for me. Ever since they played us, they haven't been the same. Yeah.
You mean the Dallas
game? Ever since Green Bay has played us, they haven't been the same. Yeah. They lost to Cleveland the next week.
Yeah.
Then they tied with Jarrah.
But the Bengals are awful.
Yeah, no, they're this may be good for Cincinnati.
Is Joe Flacco
long run.
Starting this week?
Yes, he's a starter. They named him the starter yesterday. Yeah. He can't move, and their offensive line is terrible.
Yeah, I'm going to the Packers.
They may not win another game. I don't know why they traded for him of all the backups that were available. I would have went and got Jameis. Give me somebody that can move.
What about Marcus?
Oh, come on.
No, I was asking. I didn't say he was the correct
the
answer.
He got two elite receivers to throw to. If they just
– if they can keep him upright, which is harder to do because he's a statue. Joe Flacco need to go ahead and just get that pension. I don't know why he's playing around.
He's still starting. He ain't playing. He's starting
starting.
NFL.
Yeah, I know.
You're not talking like a businessman.
You're right, but I know he mad as hell he's playing right now.
All
right. He probably rolling.
last game of the 425 window, you have Tampa Bay at home. They will be taking on the San Francisco 49ers. Who you got?
No Purdy, which makes them better because Mac Jones is the better guy. Damn, this is a good one.
Tampa.
Yeah, Tampa's rolling right now.
Hey, they got the MVP on that team, dog.
Yeah, I'm
no. Tampa's got Baker.
Gosh.
If I lose, I'm not even gonna be mad.
This was hard for me because Max got them look good. No Ricky Pearsall again. Give me Baker.
Baker. I'm going with the Bucks.
The Niners are just so hurt.
Yeah.
It's hard to pick them.
Yeah. Last game on Sunday, you have Kansas City at home taking on the Detroit Lions. Kansas City is 2-3 right now. Will they fall to 2-4? Who you got?
People will be talking about the skies falling on Monday. They fall to 2-4. I think Detroit beats the hell out of them.
Beats the hell out of them.
They're not going to be able to stop them.
Defensively?
Kansas City's defense? Who'd they lose?
They didn't lose anybody, but
their
Lions are rolling right
now. They're just not playing good.
They're just not playing when the Lions are rolling.
Oh, no, Lions are hot. I like the Lions.
This is where? In Kansas City or in
Detroit? It's in Kansas City.
It's in Kansas City.
8:20 at night. It's getting a little cold,
too. It's a game at night.
It doesn't matter.
It don't matter.
It doesn't matter. The Lions are rolling right now.
You going with the Lions, too, Doc?
I haven't decided on that. I hate going against Kansas City.
I hate agreeing with Linnell.
I just hate going against Kansas City because I know they can lose, but will they? See, that's the thing about Kansas City.
Their backs are against the wall, Doc.
Don't they get Pacheco? Not Pacheco. They get a back.
Pacheco.
They got all their – they're fully staffed without Rasheed Rice. That's the only person they're missing right now. Worthy practice today, so it looks like he's going to play on Sunday.
I mean, it doesn't matter. Detroit's just the better team right now.
They are Terry on Arnold, though.
I'm going with the Chiefs.
You going with the Chiefs?
Yeah.
Okay, Doc.
Wow. This is one of his logic picks. This is one of his logic picks.
I really want to lean Chiefs as well.
This is an analytics-based decision from the DOC.
Stick with the youngest in charge.
This is an analytics-based decision from Doc.
I don't do analytics.
You do.
I'm going with the Lions, too, though.
Yeah, the youngest in charge.
You should see how fast he's over here scrolling. He got his iPad open.
My iPad is open. To what?
Monday Night Football. Monday Night Football. First game at 7:15 on ESPN. Atlanta is home to the Buffalo Bills. Who you got?
Bills.
Atlanta's a fraud. They just caught us with our pants down. They're not a serious team.
I agree. I'm going with the Bills as well. And then should we hold off on our picks for the Commanders? And
hold off till Monday?
Because I know – you know how Linnell gets when it comes to Monday.
Well, it's a
really
Friday.
The weekend.
I feel different
Friday,
on game
he's
going
to feel like the Bears are going to win. Tomorrow, he's going to feel like the Commanders are going to win. Sunday is going to be a tie. And then Monday, we don't know.
Yeah.
We'll just keep him backed up in the corner. Don't let him get out.
Actually, Monday, the game's going to get canceled. Like, that's we don't know with Linnell. So let's wait for that one.
We'll both be around, so.
I feel confident.
Yeah, we'll see. He changes like the wind. I'm telling you.
I know.
You.
It's sad.
Y'all call it flip-flop, and I call it provided new information.
Now it's new information.
No, it's being provided new information. Yeah. God forbid I change my take.
Like, I cannot wait for the results on Tuesday.
It's like you wake up, you open your – you had an outfit in mind that she was going to wear. You wake up, you open your weather app and tell you it's cold outside. You ain't going to put the same outfit on. This is what you call the era of public information.
Ah.
Isn't that what they call it, Doc? Isn't that what y'all call this era, Doc, the free information era? Hey, man.
That's unbelievable.
That is unbelievable. I think you are.
All right, quick break. We go to Linnell Willingham has been here in person, which is it's kind of a big thing for us. Lamont Jordan talking Terps, NFL, and maybe we'll get a prediction or so out of Lamont Jordan. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Geddith with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
I love the intro music for the Terp. Here's a man. You know what I see when I look at these running backs? You may be too young to remember my man. Our next guy that steps up to the microphone, as Andre would say, step to the mic in his podcast, Lamont Jordan. Lamont, who reminds you of you? Of this young batch of running backs in the National Football League?
Oh man. Dang, Doc, that's a good question, man.
Yeah, I get lucky every once in a while.
Yeah,
And I say that because there's so many different styles. Pacheco has a style. These backs and I'm, you know, again, as old as I am. When the game started, the running back was everything. On the best player played running back. He was running back. That was the straw to turn the drink, was your back. And so the era, you know, and things have changed. It may not be the quarterback, but the emphasis on it, we're seeing some great runners now. Guys, they have different styles. Washington has three that I love all three. And I think the way Cliff is utilizing them may seem like it's a little stingy, but it's about preserving them and growing with the O-line and receivers blocking. Because, you know, great running teams have great blocking wide receivers.
Yeah, you have to have wideouts that can run the ball. To your question, Doc, mm-hmm. I think the two that come to mind, I really like Kenneth Walker out there in Seattle.
Yeah.
And I would say Robinson from Atlanta.
I'll have to say those two guys. Yeah. Yeah. Now, our three. I like our three because they're different. They all have something about them that I like that the other guy may not possess. I think it's a great group, especially – I know you saw us when we went 8 gorillas. We had 2-3 tackles, 2 tight ends. And I think that was that formation. Nobody's going to be able to deal with that when they go it. And they go big. That tush push may be one thing, but we kind of know where the ball is coming. When they go with 3 tackles and 2 tight ends with this line, dude, I don't know how the league is going to be able to deal with it if they use it like an overhand right.
I think more impressive than the backs. First of all, I like all of the backs. I think with the exception of Rodriguez, the other mm-hmm. backs, they have a little more scat to them, whereas Rodriguez is more of a bruiser.
Yeah.
But in this last game, I take my hat off to Cliff Kingsbury. I think the style of run, Doc, and you've heard me talk about this for years, about mm-hmm. the shotgun runs, the sideways stuff. Mm-hmm. I think that he did a great job of the style of runs, and he was running from pistol. If you go back and you look mm-hmm. at that game mm-hmm. and you look at the big runs or just the runs in general, first of all, they weren't suicide runs. And what I mean by suicide runs is what we've seen around here for years, and that's where we're in shotgun. Mm-hmm. The running back is right next to the quarterback. You just hand him the ball, and everything is just, hey, just find a hole. No. Coach Cliff Kingsbury did a great job of scheming this thing up. And when that quarterback is in shotgun and the running back is in pistol where he's lined up 2 yards behind him, you can see the difference. And I've been talking about it for years, Doc.
Yeah.
When you line the running back up behind the quarterback and you give us as backs an opportunity to work downhill, it's different. It's a different type of tackling that the defender has to do. And so I take my hat off to Coach Kingsbury. And the running backs, man, they just did a great job of taking advantage of not just the style of runs, but when you have backs coming downhill, when you're allowing your guards and your tackles to pull and you're mixing things up. I even saw them call an option play, Doc. Like, I take my head off this last game to Cliff Kingsbury for his style of running. That was, to me, that was NFL-style running. This wasn't this little cutesy read option college style.
What in college? There you go.
NFL-style running.
There you go. See, Anthony tagged that, man, because Linnell needs to hear that. He needs to understand. There's a method to the madness.
Yeah.
You just heard the gospel being speaking. If we were in church right now, Lamont was speaking in tongues.
Nah, for real.
I'm telling you, right, that segment right there, now that'd be everybody ain't going to be into it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really want to understand professional football,
yep,
the winners versus the losers, and to see it, what he just broke down in there, I hope they're not listening. Because they may try to hire him and then take him away from us.
Yeah.
Because that's football at its highest levels of understanding. That's why when you see a team like Cincinnati, when you leave your quarterback in Burrow, and they have a blue chipper, and they just left him out to dry in the gun. They didn't make any adjustments to him whatsoever. Look at the Giants, New York Giants. As we asked Lamont Jordan, our guest here on Burgundy and Gold today, I know you were screaming watching the New York Giants run offensive football.
Man, I tell you, boy, that boy, what's it, Scatterboo?
Scatterboo,
whatever. Yeah, yeah. That's big boy football right there.
Yeah, there you go.
That is that bite down on your mouthpiece. And I'm telling you, Doc, when it comes to running the ball, you wear a defense down when your backs are able to come downhill, and when you have a big back, a back that's a bruiser, mm-hmm. a guy who I always say, you get hit, you hit, you get up, you go back to the huddle, and you're dehydrated when you don't have contact. I tell you what, he was fully hydrated last night because there was contact everywhere. It was good to see. I think that for Commanders fans, when you look at just competing for the division title, it was good to see the Giants go out there and beat the Philadelphia Eagles.
I agree.
But if you look at the Giants and you look at the Commanders, those were two teams that won, and they won because offensively they played big boy football. They said, we're going to bite down on our mouthpiece. We're going to make this thing nasty. And when you go to the training room on Monday, you're going to be sore. Your body's going to be sore Tuesday night. These are the types of games that when you get to cold weather, late November, all of December, and you're talking about the playoffs playing outside, you have to have power-type run games. And so it was exciting to watch that.
Anthony?
Yeah.
You want to go one-on-one?
Yeah. Nah.
With the Terp?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Lamont, I was talking to Linnell earlier this week about whether or not the Commander should continue to deploy this running back by committee style of offense. When you look at Bill Kroski Merritt, I have, you know, the utmost faith and confidence in him to, you know, be a bell cow. But if this running back by committee is working, how long do you go with this running back by committee and then, you know, I guess, give Bill the feature back role, like somewhere down the road? Like, how long do you let this ride?
I think that you have your starting running back.
Yeah.
I played this, and I was back up to Curtis Martin, who was probably 205 pounds, and he was a bell cow.
Oh, sweet.
So this whole idea of, oh, we got to rest our backs and all this type of stuff. The fact of the matter is, as a running back, you want the ball as much as possible, because the more I get the ball, the more I'm able to find the holes, the more I get a rhythm of how things are going. Mm. I think that the back by committee fits this style of offense because you have three backs that for the most part, they bring the same, with the exception of, like I said, Rodriguez isn't as scatty. What it comes down to is the scheme. And so if you're worried about the health of your running back, then, yeah, you go by back by committee. But, you know, I played for Tom Rathman my last year when I was in Oakland. He was a running backs coach, and he coached Frank Gore for years. And his philosophy, the way he operated, was he's going to ride the starting back until the wheels fall off. And so I really think that it comes down to his health. It comes down to also pass protection, because it's great when you're doing a great job of running the ball. But when you have a quarterback like Jaden Daniels, or just any quarterback, if your running back struggles in pass protection, then you're definitely going to have a true back committee. So I think that you have a young fella who just week after week continues to get better. But I think that the running back committee, or any backfield, or just talking about the Commanders right now, I really think that it's going to come down to Cliff Kingsbury, and is he going to continue with this big boy NFL style of running? Because if he's going to continue with that, then the back committee is going to work, because the offensive line is going to be firing off the ball. You're going to continue to run the ball down people's throats. And then that's going to open things up for the passing game. When you're able to run the ball, you put pressure on the D-line. And if the goal is to make sure that Jaden gets out of the game healthy, the more pressure you put on the D-line and linebackers to have to deal with the run game, the less energy they have when it's time to go after the quarterback.
Clinic. We can cut tape off. Don't drop the mic on us right now. I'm going to tell you what. Any running back coaches listening out here, I mean, this is gospel. It really is. Now, wait till BTP gets a hold of it. See, he's going to be so confused, because he loves wide receivers so much. He's so concerned about it. And I do, too. I like him. But I'm going to tell you what. Bulldozer doesn't need rearview mirrors and side mirrors. Doesn't need them. We're going over people. And I think this team, it really has. I don't think I've been as excited about the possibilities of a team like this in a minute. It, because when the coordinator showed me, he won me over when he put three tackles in, or four tackles in the game. When we go jumbo, which I do a lot more than a lot of people would, just like they do tush push doing short yardage and goal line, when I go jumbo on 2nd and 3 or 2nd and 5, what you going to do? You might as well just back up. We ain't got it. And Debo, straight canine. Straight. He's playing at a different speed than the rest of the people on the field. He's playing all that talk they talking about. He's doing it. He's already motivated. I love this thing, man. Anything we need to know about the Terrapins and the Cornhuskers?
You know what, Doc? You know, if I can, before I get to Maryland,
yeah.
As much as we talk about the offense and how well the offense did in
yes,
the run
ahead.
Game,
My
I
bad.
Really think that this
bad
game,
host.
I really think that this game, no, not at all. I really think that this game was won because of the way the defense played.
Yeah, you're right.
Early on, things looked nasty, but I really think that the defense really set the tone for the intensity. Getting that interception in the red zone, this is the type of defense that if the Commanders are going to go on to not just get back to the NFC Championship, but to actually get to the Super Bowl, they need the defense to play the way that they played. So I think that this game was won, all three phases complemented one another. When it comes to the Terps against Nebraska, listen, Doc, I'm still hurting off that Washington loss. Mm-hmm. I went and I watched the second half of that game, and mm-hmm. and – It's still a hard pill to swallow. With that said, I really think that this is a game that we can win this game. I think we are going to win this game. Nebraska doesn't bring the element that Washington brought last week, and Nebraska's quarterback is not the runner that Washington's quarterback was. I think that this game really is going to come down to offense. Can we handle Nebraska's defense is good. These guys fly to the ball. Their front seven, they really get after the quarterback. They get after you in the run game. Defensively, we have to do a better job of playing zone. When I watch the film, this thing, and I'm tired of seeing not text messages, but all these texts and social media stuff about locks and all coaching and all that. The fact of the matter is this. When I watch this game, the players have to do a better job of just doing their job. I mean, we have guys that aren't getting guys that are running into their zones. We have guys just sitting, waiting for the quarterback to throw the ball before they go and cover a guy. We have a ball that should be intercepted, but the safety who's rotating back to the middle of the field comes too short. He gets beat deep. So these are just the little things that I really think that these guys are going to get corrected. And I'm excited to see how Coach Hamilton, Pep Hamilton's offense is going to bounce back. Last week, Washington drove the ball down the field, had long drives, and then offensively in the second half, we had too many three and outs. So I think if our offense can make sure that we're playing for four quarters, drive the ball down the field, I think that this is going to be a good game for the Terps. It'll be a win against another Big Ten opponent. I believe this will make us 5-1. And I hope everybody comes out and supports this team the way they did last week. The fans showed out last week, Doc. It was loud in there. They showed up. Tailgating was phenomenal. The parking lot was packed. And I'm just hoping that everybody will continue to support this Terps team because we have a great group of young, humble. We don't have a bunch of guys that are me guys. These guys are truly a team. They love playing with one another. You can tell that they love playing for Coach Locks. And I think that this is the first year that Coach Locks has a team of his type of guys. And you've heard me talk about that often. Mm-hmm. He has his type of guys, guys who are going to go out, they play for one another, they're very humble, and they just love to play the game of football. So I'm really looking forward to this game. I think it's going to be a very good game. Nebraska is a tough football team, but I do feel confident that we'll walk away with the win.
Well, I sure hope so. Then the following week, are you traveling out to the Mecca, Rose Bowl?
No, okay. I will not be there.
Okay.
No,
well,
no.
Fine. You bring me back something. No. Okay.
Yeah, I may have to get help.
You have what?
We're having national tryout days for the Washington Project for the WNFC. This is a national tryout day for all the teams.
Okay.
As we get ready for year two for me. So I'll be doing that and then celebrating our banquet on the 19th.
Okay. Well, good deal. I'm going to have to ask Johnny Holiday to bring back my gear, they're honoring the Rose Bowl teams out there on that day against Maryland. So that'll be a good one. Appreciate you, Stud. Hope we can get you next week.
No problem, Doc.
Great job. Anthony, I hope you were taking notes.
Of course, man.
Okay, good. Because I need you to help me with BTP. We'll take a break. 6:49 here on Burgundy and Gold today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
G from the shop. Holla at you, boy. I know we got you, Pappy boy. We got you doing what you like to do. And the young rapper who's controlling the board is the one and only pride of Syracuse University. We've been rocking and rolling today, and because our goal is to never disappoint you, but keep it real. And those of you can handle it, you'll handle it. The rest of you don't, you'll catch on, and we'll get there. I can't promise you victory, but I do know our heart is in the right place. And I hope that when we get together next time, we are celebrating victory. That's the number one thing it's all about. Ant-Man, good job to everybody out there, man. We were kicking it today. Ro, who are we pulling for next, Ant? And we got something to pull for. We got to always be pulling for something. Who are we pulling for? Who are we going to help put him in the winner's circle?
Linnell.
Linnell?
Yeah.
You think we got enough strength to pull him into the winner's circle? We might have to get a forklift. If we get a forklift, we'll be able to pick him up and put him in the winner's circle. Okay, we'll do that. We'll do that for the youngest in charge, N-E-L-L underscore B-T-P.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.